And grapes, as we start our penultimate week in our 31st year.
Yeah, you told me that means our second to last. What is it called, penultimate?
You know what it is, penultimate.
I have no idea.
Years ago, I'm driving from Lake Louise to Calgary after a ski race stop at Tim Hortons.
Thanks for letting me know that I'm pretty smart. I bet you 900 people don't know it either out there. Go ahead.
I stop, I think, in Canmore, Alberta. I go into Tim's. There's no longer a picture of the Queen. I get back here, I tell you, and you say, well, hold it. She's disappeared from the Winnipeg Arena as well.
Yeah, and you know, they took all the pictures of down in the post office of the Queen. Did you know that?
No, that
yeah,
I didn't know.
Yeah, but we're fading out fastly, us guys. Anyhow, I'm going to tell you what happened to Queen. Do you know that picture in the Winnipeg Arena was the biggest picture ever of Queen Elizabeth? And I'm going to tell you where it is and where it's going.
Hi, it's Pat Finelli from Pizza Pizza. Right now, get two medium pizzas with four toppings combined, two free dipping sauces, and six free Coke, all for only $18.99. Perfect for game night, a school night, or the office lunch. And ordering just got a whole lot easier. You can order from our award-winning mobile apps and even win more food. Click and pick Pizza Pizza today.
9-6-7-11-11-Pizza-Pizza. 9-6-7-11-11. All right, when they moved to Arizona, it was banished along with the players to a warehouse in Oshawa. Yes, in Oshawa. I don't know how it came in Oshawa, but it was there for 13 years, and it's finally going home. It's been rescued from the trash. Well, a warehouse, not the trash, but sounds good, eh? Two Canadian guys, they work for the Canadian National Railway, Jamie Boychuk and Mike Corey. And where did you say they looked at? They read about it or they heard it on the radio. They said, let's do it. Let's move it. Okay. The guy that was painted, it was by a billboard guy named Gilbert Birch. He's died now, but he did it off a big scaffold. 20 years ago, it hung in the arena, and the guys used to shoot pucks at it. I hate to say that, but they used to shoot pucks at it, and I always loved it. I went in, and you have to credit Anna Wilson. She's a songwriter. She's the one that took care of it. She was kept it dusted and the whole deal and repaired and everything, kept it going and everything. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you what McLean said about Queen Elizabeth's crown.
Welcome to Hockey Night in England. This is a live broadcast of the Piccadilly Cup. And there's the whistle. Jolly good shot from the Cheshire chaps. Valiantly blocked by Essex. Wait a tick. There's been a dust-up between Helmsley and Cavendish. Gloves are coming off. And Helmsley has slapped Cavendish with his glove. The spectators are expressing their approval.
Some things just make more sense in Canada. Like a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive.
So one day we're talking one time, and we're sitting there watching the game, watching the Jets, the warm-up and that. And then he says, you know, her crown looks Peter Klima's helmet. Do you remember Peter Klima? He had a helmet like a garbage can and all that there. So he didn't think it. So he says, that's Queen up there, beautiful, but you don't like her because she's got a helmet like Peter Klima. He was not happy. Of course, I was giving them a hard time, but I was just kidding. And they thought I was serious. So I met the owners and the general manager and everything. And they said, we can't put her in. We'd lose two rows of seats. And money talks for everything. No, the picture is way too big. She's going to be on display somewhere. While we're talking about Winnipeg, they're still in the hunt. I love that club. They're banging away. I tell you, boy, the playoff hunt is, like I said before, it's more exciting than the playoffs.